gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." He said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from your master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's scriptures, we encounter the prickly theme of choosing. Does God have favorites? A chosen nation? A chosen people? If God created everything, can this be? Tough questions, especially when we know of terrible acts done by those who believe God is on their side, both Christians and non-Christians. In our extraordinary gospel lesson, we find a side of Jesus that affronts our sensibilities and certainly our political correctness. His words used to argue with the Canaanite woman are not what we expect from his mouth. What is going on here? Let's look at the story and its setting as Matthew describes it. Jesus has been teaching, walking across Israel with large crowds, as he heals the sick and forgives sins and challenges the established thinking about God, that he is satisfied with external piety. You remember his words on the widow giving her last coin, being more important than the rich men showing off in the synagogue? That God looks at the heart, is not pleased with this showing off. That God requires a new way of thinking, a new way of praying, a new way of being. Jesus is tired and needs to escape the crowds. So he moves north out of Israel to Lebanon, to the ancient cities of Tyre and Sidon. While Mark says Jesus secretly entered a home of friends, in our Matthew reading today, we see him entering the region with his disciples. And suddenly, a Canaanite woman accosts him, not with a polite request, but with shouting. There is much to admire about this woman. She must have heard about Jesus before he entered her city and believed in him. She's not a Jew, yet uses language that would have been familiar only to Jews. For example, she calls him Son of David. She seems to be absolutely certain that Jesus is who he says he is. Unlike his own people, who often doubted him and tried to trip him up, she believes that he alone has the power to cure her little daughter. And because she loves her daughter, she will beg, she will ask, and she will shout until his power gives her what she wants, the healing of her child. In her pleading and shouting, she asks for mercy, then for healing. Jesus just keeps walking. But she follows, doesn't give up. Jesus is silent. Even his disciples, embarrassed at her behavior, ask him to respond by sending her away. They are certain that because she's not a Jew, she has no right to ask him for anything. Jesus says something, not to her, but to them, as he's evidently examining a question in his own mind, as he says, quote, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This has been his mission thus far, to work 100% to bring his people back to God. She hears his words, but is not deterred by national and religious differences. She'll not let them deter her from seeking help. Now Jesus then uses language that separates those who think they're God's chosen from those outside God's grace. The Israelites are the children, and outsiders are the dogs. This sounds very tough and nasty to us. We don't exactly know what it meant at Jesus' time, but it was certainly not complimentary. The bread is the essence of life and must be given to the children. The mother, however, does not budge. Quote, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." This poor outsider understands that God's mercy is so great that even the tiny bit that escapes from the chosen ones is enough for healing and for doing good. This is what faith means. She knows who he is and that only Jesus can heal her daughter. The rest does not matter. She's not proud. She is determined. And Jesus responds instantly. He realizes that his mission has expanded. The poor woman has shown him this. He didn't come just for the children of Israel. His mercy extends to everyone. Full of admiration, he responds first to her great faith and then to her wish for her daughter. "Your faith is great, your daughter is well." So we all benefit from her faith. An outcast becomes a catalyst. Jesus doesn't send her away. He expands his mission from the limits of Judea to the rest of the world for us. Now, this morning I read today's forward day-by-day item, and I'll now read a very insightful ending quote. So I'll quote and read it. "What matters to Jesus is people engaging with him, not agreeing with him. Engaging is the core of relationship, and relationship is the very essence of faith." Gospel stories often give good news from unexpected places. This encounter happens in the pagan realm of Tyre and Sidon. Once again, God brings good out of what has seemed evil. The dogs enter the same realm as the children, eating from the table. We owe this woman a great deal. From the prophecy of Isaiah concerning foreigners, as we heard in our first lesson today, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples," is fulfilled. Foreigners too can minister to the Lord. The incarnation is vivid in this story, as Jesus illustrates the theology of kenosis, which is the self-emptying of our will to become receptive to God's will. Jesus learned something from a humble woman and from a mother's love. This story is to be honored with gratitude. "Lord, have mercy on me," she cries, and the Lord shows mercy to one considered an outcast. God's mercy covers all of us. Amen.